I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up in our Friday Faith Matters segment, safety and sanctuary. In the wake of the shooting deaths at a Tennessee church, we explore the dilemma of keeping houses of worship both safe and open to the public. It's our Faith Matters conversation. Later, the barbershop guys are in the house. But first, our weekly political chat. Race is on the table again. It started last week when presumptive Republican nominee John McCain came out in favor of a proposal to ban affirmative action in his home state of Arizona. As the week progressed, he released a campaign ad that drew comparisons between his opponent, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama, and the tabloid magazine queens Britney Spears and Paris Hilton. And yesterday, the McCain campaign accused his Democratic rival of playing the race card during a speech Obama was giving to supporters in Missouri this week. And to round out the week, both candidates will be making campaign stops at the National Urban League's annual conference underway in Orlando. Don't worry, we're going to get you all caught up in our Friday political chat. Joining me today are syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune, Clarence Page, and Jim Rutenberg of the New York Times. Welcome, gentlemen. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
Let's go right to the heat. The McCain campaign blasted Obama for playing the race card. Obama was in the middle of criticizing the Republicans for negative ads, and he mentioned that he didn't look like the previous 43 presidents. Let's hear exactly what he said.
They know they've had their turn over the last 8 years and made a mess of things. And so the only way they figure they're going to win this election is if they make you scared of me. You know, he's new. He's doesn't look like the other presidents on the currency. He's got a funny name.
So, Jim Rutenberg, what's your read on this? Is this a fair criticism on the McCain campaign's part? Do you think he's playing the race card?
Well, you know, he said this before throughout the campaign, so it's not the first time we've heard him say this. And I think the point he's making is pretty clear. I think the McCain campaign and the candidate himself say that they've been very careful about not wading into race. McCain has tried to distance himself from people who have used Senator Obama's middle name, Hussein, in a derogatory way. However, the way they went about this yesterday sure did blow it up. They say that they had to preemptively strike lest they be painted into this.
What is their specific objection? Is their specific objection that they in the sentence? Is it that they say that they, the McCain campaign, is being tied to these other efforts which they have distanced themselves from? Or is it the mere fact that he mentioned that he, in fact, does look different and has a different name and so forth? What is it that what's their specific objection?
Their specific charge is that this was in the context of Senator McCain when he spoke. So this was at them, they feel.
Okay. Clarence, what's your take?
Well, this is indeed something that Obama has said before. What grabs me here is that even back in the primaries with Geraldine Ferraro and other episodes, we've seen this is the age of umbrage. Where taking offense can be one's best political offense. The McCain campaign is showing outrage here to try to put Obama on the defensive about race and over remarks that were obviously said with some humor and sarcasm and in front of a predominantly white audience. So I suspect this is actually child's play compared to much tougher back and forth and possible attack ads that we're going to see after Labor Day, but this is the preliminaries.
Clarence, is in part this, do you think it's a simple tactical issue here of trying to maximize it and opening where one sees one, or is this a question of sort of a bigger cultural issue here of who gets to define what's appropriate to say?
To some degree, there are larger cultural issues. It's been interesting to me how in our current racial conversation, if you just bring up race, you can be charged with racism, or in this case, playing the race card. It's kind of a reflection of how confused we are about race on the one hand, but on the other hand, at least we're talking more about it and getting it out in the open, and in the long run, I think it'll be a good thing.
Jim, you mentioned the ads, or Clarence mentioned the ads that the McCain ad McCain campaign released this week comparing Obama to Britney Spears and Paris Hilton. And we're not going to play the ad because we're going to talk about it a little later in the program as well. But there are some who see racial overtones in that, kind of comparing him to these sort of blonde starlets. How do you read that ad?
You know, I personally wasn't there, but I've seen out there there have been some charges, and they've kind of started to snowball over the last day or build over the last day that somehow this was linked to the ad that was run against Harold Ford, where it was a white, presumably Playboy bunny, saying call me Harold, and that was seen as some race baiting, and it really prompted a huge reaction. Some people think this has some tones that are very similar. I mean, the McCain campaign would clearly deny that. Though it'd be fun to ask them. Why those two celebrities? There are lots of celebrities. Those are two celebrities who aren't really known for.
Well, I thought it was because he was saying that he's an airhead. He wasn't linking them romantically, because remember, Harold Ford was single at the time, and he did have a reputation as a bit of a man about town. Barack Obama does not have that.
Right.
But I think the argument is, I mean, I think you can make an argument, maybe it's sexist, to say that, you know, these two women are bimbos in essence, but he wasn't linking them romantically. He's saying that there's no substance there. It's just all sort of all fluff. But how do you read that? Do you think this is part of a continuum of sort of upping the ante on the part of the McCain campaign, sort of taking on a tougher tone?
Well, definitely, the McCain campaign over the last 3 weeks or so under their new leader, Steve Schmidt, who was there but has taken on an increased role, has really stepped up the attacks. And they seem to have settled on a strategy now of really defining Obama negatively on their terms before Election Day.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with journalists Clarence Page and Jim Rutenberg about this week's news in the presidential campaign. So just as Obama's overseas trip was wrapping up, and in fact the McCain ad used footage from the trip where he was greeted by kind of massive crowds in Berlin, McCain made stops on the Sunday morning politics shows. He was asked about whether he supports a proposal in his home state of Arizona that would prohibit affirmative action policies from state and local governments. Here he is on ABC This Week.
Opponents of affirmative action are trying to get a referendum on the ballot here that would do away mm-hmm. with affirmative action. Do you support that? Mm.
Yes, I do. I do not believe in quotas, but I have not seen the details of some of these proposals, but I've always opposed
quotas. But the one here in Arizona you support?
I support it, yes.
Of course, that was George Stephanopoulos, who's the anchor of This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Clarence Page, let's set aside the fact that just everybody doesn't equate affirmative action with quotas. Some people draw a distinction there, which he did not make in that statement. Clarence, you wrote this week that the candidates really don't differ all that much on the issue of affirmative action. How so?
On several key points. One, when McCain said, I haven't read all these proposals, I bet he hasn't. McCain has been pretty passive about social issues, hasn't really cared that much about them, which really angers his own base. But he says he opposes quotas, but he has said in the past that he supports the way the military has handled affirmative action, which is quite race conscious. Without quotas, they have had very, very focused ways of widening the talent pool, of improving education and training across racial lines. It's resulted in Colin Powell and numerous others receiving consideration and promotions that they were turned down for on the first round. Obama has also said he doesn't think his own privileged, quote-unquote, daughters ought to get preference for college over some low-income white kid who has worked hard and played by the rules. And he's also said that affirmative action itself, there at the Unity Conference in Chicago, he said that affirmative action hasn't reached down and helped low-income kids enough. They really aren't that far apart philosophically here. I think, it does hold out some hope that maybe the debate might be advanced beyond quotas and toward actually closing class and income inequality.
And noted that both candidates are addressing the National Urban League in Orlando over the weekend. Jim, clearly these appearances are scheduled long in advance, but I'm just curious to think how McCain is going to handle this after having surfaced the race issue or his campaign managers having surfaced the race issue in such a blunt fashion over the course of the week.
I always try to avoid being predictive, mm-hmm. but he has not shied away from it this week. When he's been asked about it, he said he expressed support for his ad. He was proud of his ad. So it'll be I can't be predictive, but he's not shied away from any of this week.
Do you have any sense of which candidate made the most of this week's news cycle. Tracking polls show them still very close.
You know, McCain's campaign was on the offensive. And there's some, you know, there's general political scorekeeping that says if you're on the offensive, you're winning. The question is, did he go over a line in terms of his own brand? Some Republicans have said so, but I've seen people score these weeks on a Friday and by Sunday see that they were completely wrong because the other candidate came out looking better. So who knows?
Clarence, what about you?
Well, I don't think you're going to see much difference in the polls until after Labor Day, frankly. And we saw that with Obama this past year when he was campaigning for the Democratic primaries. The voters themselves don't really get that serious about it until after Labor Day. And these tracking polls, I've never liked them. They do shift day to day, and their sampling is too small.
But Jim raised the question of whether McCain is sort of playing with fire here, that this might be more of a high-wire act in raising race in the way that he has done.
I think he's testing the waters, to switch the metaphor. this is child's play compared to what they can come up with. I'm thinking of that Harold Ford ad last year, for example. When things get really tense by October, that's where you're really going to see the long knives come out on each side. And the question is, how far is McCain going to go away from his earlier vows to keep this as a nice, clean, above-board contest? And the same thing on the Obama side, and Obama supporters like the rapper Ludacris and others on the sidelines.
All right. Clarence Page is a syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune. He joined us on the phone. Jim Rutenberg covers the presidential campaigns for the New York Times, and he was kind enough to join us in our Washington studio. Gentlemen, I thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.